I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, indeed. We'll help you keep it running. If you have any kind of a problem with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service, and you want to know what could be ailing before you drive through that door, give Nick Stoffel a call or a text. Nick runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. He is with us this morning. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, Denny.
How was your week? I ask every week, you and Dan, and it's like you've been busy and are, and that's, I guess, that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we, you know, the season has changed. Unfortunately, it feels like it went from winter to summer, but, you know, regardless, the hot appointment of the week was air conditioning, which you would suspect, and we're gonna keep going with it. You know, we have a wonderful staff, and we're, you know, a few days behind, which is pretty typical, but we're doing our best. We're working on efficiencies and finding ways to get that one extra person taken care of each day.
You know, we ask you guys from time, by the way, before I even ask that question, if you have any issues with your personal vehicle and you need to bring it in for service, any kind of a car care question, you can ask Nick either by phone or by text. Let me give you the number for either: 651-461-9226. So I started to say, Nick, and I know you and Dan have talked about what a great career it is to be an auto technician. And are we getting some success? Are young people deciding, well, hey, you know, maybe college isn't for me. Maybe I'm going to try this, some trade. And that's a good gig, isn't it?
Not bad at all. It's created a wonderful life for myself and Dan, and you know, we, you know, it's like with any career, any job, you know, the workplace, the environment, your team, and if we've spent many years trying to build a team that can really support each other, you know, they work really well together, and they're able, you know, everyone has their weaknesses and strengths. If you put the right people together and kind of combine all those strengths, you can really build a beautiful thing, and we're but, you know, busier than ever. I mean, it's a really awesome feeling.
What's this thing about Parkway Auto Care somebody told me about?
So just yesterday, we've kind of expanded our Lloyd's Automotive footprint in buying another shop. So here we go. We went from being just at 982 Grand Avenue to now having a location up on Fort Parkway in Snelling, beautiful Highland Park, right top of the hill. Looking down towards Haskell Liquors, as you probably know. And, you know, like 1581 Fort Parkway, we're really excited. They have a really good core group of people there. And we're going to try to do what we do here and make it a home run.
Well, busier than ever. Well, congratulations. That's great. You're going to be able to serve more people that way for sure.
That's
all right, good
plan,
deal.
Sure.
We'll mention that again, too. All right, here's our phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. Let us grab a phone call. I think Ray is calling in from Champlin this morning. Thanks, Ray. What's your question for Nick?
I have a 2008 Buick Enclave with a lot of miles on it, 240,000, but it's been running really good. Still is, pretty much, but all of a sudden this winter, one day I come out and started up, and it was in a warm garage, but the valve lifter, there was, you know, hydraulic lifter started making noise. So we added an additive and flushed and changed the oil and put another additive in. It's much, much better. But the question is, how long can I drive it like that? And what is it? What's the process to repair that problem?
You know, to pinpoint it would be the first step. You know, you were thinking it's a lifter. You use a little additive, some sort of cleaning agent, I'm assuming here. And, you know, that might have done the trick. You know, oils come in a variety of flavors and sizes and shapes, as we can say. But when you get carbon starting to build inside that motor, whether it's on the lifters or if it's in the rings, we run into some issues where we can end up where the lifters are bleeding down with what you were describing there and kind of gumming up. Well, that cleaner kind of renewed that, got that crud out of the carbon out of there, the sludge out of there, to allow them to spring back and work properly. So the biggest thing we can do with our vehicles is change the oil on a regular basis. We all have different driving cycles. We all have different needs. I firmly believe on a good quality synthetic oil, 5,000 miles. If you're still using a conventional oil, you're probably more around 3,000 miles. We see more and more oil-related issues. And by combating that, by doing that oil change on a regular basis, I know manufacturers have their different more oil-related issues. And by combating that, by doing that oil change on a regular basis, I know manufacturers have their different opinions, and that's fine. You can do what's best fit for you, but I firmly believe that 5,000 miles on a synthetic and 3,000 on the conventional blended oil.
So you're saying, Nick, that you're seeing more issues related to people not changing their oil and filter?
Well, you know, and quality oil. I mean, we try to use a top quality oil, and there's a whole variety of them out there. You go into a parts store, there's a whole aisle full of oils, yeah. And they're varying prices. And I can't speak positive or poorly of any brand because I'm not a scientist, like your chemist. I can't tell you that. But I use Mobil 1 in my truck, and you and Dan have talked about that for years. And
yeah.
When you change the oil in my truck every 5,000 miles, the oil looks good. It looks clean still. It doesn't get all that. That real dark color and any of that that different kind of a look to it, you know, it doesn't pour out like it should. So just my two cents, but if you want to do one thing for your vehicle to help you in the long run, especially if you're going to keep your car like we should, you got to change the oil, and you got to use good quality parts.
And, you know, and you'll agree, I'm sure, that the cars these days, I mean, if we take a little bit of care, important maintenance like an oil and filter change, I mean, we got kind of spoiled because cars really kind of take care of themselves without too many problems, right?
They do, and, you know, I mean, I've not done this long enough for them. When I was a high school kid working for Dan, you know, we would check people's oil out on the drive. You know, there's no more attendants coming out to check your oil and check your tires.
Right.
And we have sensors and systems in cars to help us, but ultimately it's still our car and our responsibility. So if you don't know, boy, I don't know when's the last time I had my oil change. Boy, I don't know if it's full or if it's low. Call your shop. Stop by someplace. They would be more than willing to give you a moment to check that oil level or check the condition and say, hey, you are overdue. We need to get you an appointment.
Yeah, it's very important. Yeah, something
absolutely.
Simple. All right, Nick, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Invite our listeners to join in on our conversation. We have some texters we want to help out as well. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait because Nick is going to be taking his leave about 7:45 this morning. So hang on. Here's the phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have Fair Skies, 64 degrees. Currently heading for near 78, a beautiful day. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. We also mentioned Parkway Auto Care. We'll do that again. But Nick, for folks needing some auto help, how do we find you guys?
Excuse me. So as you mentioned, we're Lloyd's is right on Grand Avenue at the corner of Chatsworth, two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. And if they have a question, they need to give us a call, as always, 651-228-1316. And if they're on their device, their phone, their computer, we're at lloydsautomotive.net. And take a look at our website.
Very good. We'll get you that info before Nick takes his leave, which is about 7:45. This morning. Nick, we have callers, we have texters. Let's get back to it. I think Jeff calling in from Spicer, Minnesota this morning is first up here. Jeff, thank you. What's your question for Nick?
Yeah, I've got a 2001 F-150 with about 300,000 miles on it. I only use it basically for the fall for hunting or pulling my boat in the summer. And I park it on the side of the house. Well, I just pulled it out here last week, and something was hanging down from the rear or the undercarriage of the bed just behind the axle. And it appears to be it was the gas recirculation module or a box. I took it into an independent, and I just said, can you just disconnect that? Because it's so rusted, the brackets and so forth. So they obviously took it off or disconnected it. Now, obviously, the check engine light's going to be on. Is there anything I should be worried about since they've disconnected that, or should I not be worried?
Well, I think the operation of the vehicle will be fine. Obviously, that emission system isn't, containing and reburning those fuel vapors, so you might get the smell of fuel somewhere. If it's a contained area, that could be maybe troublesome, but not likely. But the bigger concern is, you're going up hunting, so you're out in the wide open. You have your boat behind you, trying to get up north, or out a ways away, and that check engine light's already on. So if something else were to happen that could cause a problem, that you've already lost your warning. So I'd be careful. It might be worth just asking, hey, is there a way to, even if they have to put that thing back in and strap it up in a different spot? I know the bracket's rusty and the undercarriage is very rusty, but if there's a way to fasten it, so at least you can have that system operational so the warning light isn't on in the event you have a misfire, a transmission, or something that's going to leave you stranded. Kind of give you a heads up. So I would at least inquire to see if those folks can at least patch it up enough to keep that light off so you have a little more sense of security, especially on a longer drive.
Any kind of a car care question, you can call it in or text it in to Nick at 651-461-9226. I'm looking at this text. I had to reread it to myself a couple of times, but I can see where the person is asking. Good morning. It says, how does a person control the speed and braking on an all-electric vehicle? I'm thinking there's a brake pedal, and normally there's a gas pedal. What is this, like a golf cart? What? I've never driven an electric vehicle. What do you think, Nick, about that question?
Depending, some of them have a little more of a regenerated, so like the motor itself kind of slows you down a bit, which is fine too. But they still have braking systems. Like you'd mentioned, there's a brake pedal. It's not a gas pedal. It's like an accelerator pedal. And to be totally honest with you, most vehicles now, when you depress that right pedal, there's just a sensor there that's reading to what percentage. How far, Danny's hitting the pedal. How about you going 5%, 10%, or is he going all in? And that sensor tells the computer, hey, we need to accelerate at a certain rate, or we need to hold steady in our speed, or, hey, we're trying to slow down. And then the computer tells the engine, less fuel, less air, and it kind of all works in sync. So the difference with electric vehicles, it's not telling your combustion engine to speed up or slow down. It's telling the electric motor to slow down. And then, once again, as you'd mentioned, we still have brakes. We still have those calipers and those pads at each wheel clamping down and squeezing to slow those wheels down. So it is the same idea, just different systems.
Sure. Are you guys seeing a lot more in repair as far as electric? Or certainly, I'm sure you see a lot of hybrids. But what about electric vehicles as of this point?
Yeah, no, they're starting to trickle in. They're in the news a lot. We talk about electric cars, but in reality, there's not that many on the road yet. And, there's certain regions of this country where I think they'll be more prominent. You get further south, you get along the coast. But here in Minnesota, I think it's going to be a bit of time, especially with our harsh, cold winters, before we're all in. And the distance that we go, the circumference of the Twin Cities is a very large area, where maybe if you're along the coast and you're kind of regional, or even here, you live on Grand Avenue and you work on Grand Avenue, it makes sense. But if you're living in Lakeville and driving into downtown to go to work, that might not be the best fit quite yet. So.
And you're right, and you mentioned the cold weather. That definitely affects, as we've been reading, vehicles.
Yeah, those batteries do not have the capacity when they get that cold, and then we ask a lot more of them with the heating systems and other items. So they're working on it. It's going to be time.
Yeah.
Technology doesn't happen overnight. So
nope, it's
be patient,
true.
And she'll get there.
kind of exciting. All right.
It is.
Hang on, Nick. We're going to be experiencing more show here on CCO right after we have a look at that forecast. Stay with us. 651-461-9226. Car Care straight ahead on News Talk 830 WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here on the in the midst of our Car Care show here on CCO, along with Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician at a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, we have callers and we have texters. Let's see how many folks we can help out before you take your leave here in a few minutes. By the way, here's our phone number again, also our text number, 651-461-9226. This question, Nick, is about a 2012 Acadia. Question is the airbag deployment always stored in the computer, and is it always noted on the Carfax?
Well, depending, I guess they're inquiring if they're looking to buy a vehicle, can you find out whether or not the airbag had been deployed? I don't know that for certain. I do know, however, is if you're looking at a vehicle, when you first start the vehicle on, that airbag light will come on for a moment while it's doing what we call a self-test. So most systems in the vehicle will do a self-assessment when you fire the vehicle up. A lot of different warning lights will come on for a split second while it's doing those tests. If the lights then are satisfied by the pre-test, the light goes out, you know that system is functional, operational, and will work just fine. So I wouldn't be concerned about the integrity of that system. Now, if that airbag light is on always, or if you never see it come on while you're starting the vehicle, that's probably a reason to pause and inquire and get a little more information.
Okay, very good. Interesting question here, and I had kind of forgotten about it myself. This texter says, what advantage is a car, they specifically said a BMW, without an oil dipstick?
With more and more vehicles, there's not a way to check the oil, the transmission fluid. There are sensors that do that for us. Sensors can fail, but typically there'll be a warning if that were the case. But as we have learned, you open the hood and it's hard to find anything now. You know, they've got a lot of covers and a lot of things that make it next to impossible. So you go through your, which we're all much better with technology now, you go through that multimedia media center on your vehicle, and you can kind of look in the owner's manual, help you find out where in there it'll check the oil level for you. Sometimes the vehicle needs to be up and warmed up and running. Sometimes it has to have been, it'll explain it to you, but a lot of cars will have an actual sensor that'll notify you the level of the oil, which, once again, if we're checking it, oh, it's getting a little bit low, or if it's there's a warning on the vehicle about oil level or oil condition, those are reasons we need to inquire and check with our dealership, our shop, or whomever is doing our services on our vehicle.
I remember I owned a German vehicle for about 5 minutes for a while, and it took me forever to realize there was no dipstick. how long I searched, and maybe I need to control things more, but I like the idea of a dipstick. Now, professionally, what about you?
I'd like to be able to actually touch it, make sure it's real, but I would say vehicles and those systems are reliable. And you and I are probably cautionary thinking, well, how do I know it's really full?
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with our tires. There's sensors in the tires, and they read the pressure. They let us know if they're full or too low. The light will come on. So there's good reasonings for these systems, but we still have to pay attention to them and can't ignore them. That's where we get into trouble. Like, the cars will come in and that dashboard will be lit up like a Christmas tree, we say, and we end up with a scenario where they got lots of multiple problems that have been building and building. So don't ignore those lights is my two cents.
Very good. Texter wants to know, do they still do rust proofing?
Yeah, I'm sure, but I also believe that when they build vehicles now, the priming, the painting, the materials that are using are much, much better. So I don't know if you're more comfortable having that additional service done, by all means have at it, but keep in mind that salt and that stuff in the wintertime is a liquid item and it'll work its way through every crevice and crack. So when they get under your car and spray it, they're hitting all the easy-to-see spots. They're not getting those crevices and those places that we can't get at where the rust oftentimes starts. So personally, I don't think it's necessary, but you know, you can talk one of those outfits, and they can kind of explain their process to you.
And like you guys have mentioned advice before, get the underbody car wash when you get your vehicle washed, right? That'll help.
You know, there's warm days in the winter, and I know the line's really, really long, but yeah. It's only a few minutes. You can check your email while you're waiting in line, but do run your vehicle through the wash. Pay the extra $2. It sprays underneath just to knock down that thick layer of whatever we have in the winter off the bottom of your car. Your car will definitely appreciate it, and you will in the long run also.
Just a quick question and answer, Nick. How about catalytic converter thefts? Are you still seeing them at Lloyd's?
Unfortunately, we are. My opinion is that the pros are long gone. Now it's a bunch of copycats that we see them stealing resonators, which is like a pre-muffler. We see them stealing the post converters, which don't have nearly the precious material, so they're not have any great value. But unfortunately for the consumer, it's still the same inconvenience and still an expensive repair. So if you're listening, just stop doing it. You're not getting any money out of it.
In fact, Nick, just the other day, I can't remember what magazine I was reading about, the scientists have come up with a different type. They don't have those precious metals in there, so they're going to be able to make.
Too.
Yeah, so that's good news. It cut them short there. All right, Nick, we have to run. How do we get in touch with you guys if we need some auto repair work?
Once again, as you know, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul. If you ever have to give us a call, 651-228-1316. And then if you're on your device there, it's lloydsautomotive.net.
Excellent. Nick, have a good week. We'll see you down the road, and we'll do another show next week. Thanks for your help today, Nick.
Thanks, Danny.
You betcha. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Stay tuned for our wine chat with Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.